Hi everyone, my name is Cornelius Stiegler and I work as a corporate sound strategist at NHB Studios. The NHB Corporate Sound Unit is a full-service provider for audio branding, music composition, sound design, and corporate voice casting. And being part of the NHB network with over 100 employees in Hamburg, Berlin, and Düsseldorf, we're in the kind of unique position to be able to deliver the sound branding analysis and conceptual work, along with the creative side of things, in-house and fully integrated. Through our experience in post-production, we can also deliver any kind of mixing or implementation that the projects might ask for. And together with our visual art department, we can also deliver the full range of audio-visual communication, such as the development of a sound logo and the matching logo animation, perfectly synchronized and out of one hand, just as we did it for the Nivea Men brand. My personal background lies as much in music as it lies in strategy. I've been a musician basically all my life and then decided to study communication science and strategic marketing at the Berlin University of the Arts, where I specialized in sound branding. I was actually first invited as a speaker to the Audio Branding Congress in 2010 in Hamburg. Back then, I was speaking as a scientist, presenting my study on how we communicate about sound. I'm thrilled now to be invited back as a practitioner presenting our case study for the Audio Branding Award 2013. About the project, unfortunately, I cannot tell you too much today about the case that we'll be presenting because it's still confidential. We will be launching it publicly within the next few weeks and it will then also be presented on the Audio Branding Award website, so stay tuned for updates. What I can say is that it is a brand from the world of gaming. And this led to numerous challenges that indeed make this case special. When we first did the market analysis, it became clear that a lot of game publishers actually face the same challenge. And that is that aside from a few exceptions, people know the game, but not the company behind it. So our client wanted to strengthen its brand recognition and thus needed a very strong acoustic branding to form this mnemonic. A second challenge that formed in the touchpoint analysis and looking at the target groups was flexibility. Because with the heavy users interacting with these games and with the brand up to 10 times a day or more, it was very clear for us that we needed a clever design to be very flexible, very adaptable, and give us opportunities to implement it in a lot of different ways to keep the listening experience fresh and exciting. A third challenge we faced was to bridge the gap between the branding of the publisher and the gameplay experience. Because we didn't just want to put the same sound logo in every game. We wanted to find a clever way of weaving the sound identity into the game experience to make the listeners feel that these two are not separate. And last but not least, it also had to work globally, as these games are being played everywhere, including Russia. Now, the great thing about this project is that with all of these challenges in mind, we found a very elegant, simple, and yet flexible corporate sound solution that suits all of these issues, works in every touch point, and is fun to implement. You know, when the game developers like it, that's always a very good sign. When it comes to relevance in audio branding, it's clear for us that every sound branding measure should create long-term value for the brand and thus be relevant. But we also see that more and more companies and brands see the importance of a corporate sound and of orchestrated acoustic communication across all touch points. We also see an evolution in market research methodology to test and to actually prove the effects of sound branding and what makes it so relevant for a brand. So overall, we see a positive trend of companies, brands, and the general public becoming more and more aware of the relevance of intentionally designed, high-quality sound in branding, in marketing, and beyond. When it comes to the hottest sound opportunities today and in the future, one field that we think of is the mobile sector, of course. From functional sound design to sound branding to entertainment platforms, we think that there's a lot of potential in this mobile and tablet sector to create new, inventive, and innovative sound design solutions. Another field of opportunity is live communication. Be it the point of sale, the flagship store, or a trade fair show, we believe that the live listening experience in a 3D environment is one of the most intense and impressive brand experiences that there is. We're very happy also to see some new developments in the hardware market that allow for seamless integration of speaker systems into interior design or trade fair show architecture. So we're looking forward to a lot of these new challenges arising in the future, and we'll be happy to share insight and discuss all of these with you at the Audio Branding Congress 2013 in Moscow in November. See you all there.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our partners, DigiSky and Voice, and our sponsors, SonoFind, the online music search from Sonotone, Biamp, and Eyeball.